And here's another great story from the treasure house in Helen Garriott's garden in Immortal City. It is called The Isle of Z by Z. Background music by Smart Sound. The Isle of Z was discovered in the early Earth year 2016 by a crew of pirates and their captain named Z. Conorick, Embus, Talamar, Renkur, and Sir Z aboard the Dark Princess locked up their manor on the isle in the Bay of Oracle Oasis and set out in search of the famed mines of gold and silver. It was a dark night with wind blasting the sails, and swells as tall as towers ensured that the Dark Princess and her crew didn't see the ominous island in the storm. It was then that the Dark Princess crashed into an uncharted island off the coast of Xenos. The ship lay in a wreck, smashed on the rocks and scattered on the beach. As days passed with no hope of rescue, the crew, led by Sir Z, began to trek the island to see if they could discover any semblance of life. It was during their scouting that they came across a dark cave leading into a cavern not far from the beach. Sir Z and the crew, with rope in hand, lowered themselves into the cave. In the cave, a glimmer of light could be seen as they ventured into an open area, where they were greeted by a winged imp. The imp, standing in a mystic circle, smiled and introduced itself as Cruel, the island's keeper. It explained that this island had been expecting us and that the storm drove us here. We sat and listened to the tale Cruel weaved into our minds. We soon learned that we had discovered something more exciting than gold or silver. The island was alive with magic and guarded a secret that would see us all prosper beyond our wildest dreams. We took shelter with Cruel and learned the rituals which I dare not write in this journal, and will keep the secret to those that we trust. Days, weeks, and years passed as we started to settle here on the island. We brought what remained of the ship ashore and started to rebuild. Using supplies we had brought along with our tools, we soon decided to make this our home. It was thus that the Isle of Z was born on this day. We settled in our first built houses of stone near the dock we had built. The great city keep we decided to build above the caverns and sealed the entrance in a crypt so that others who land on the island would not discover the secrets. Years passed, and we started to travel the sea by longboats, finding our way by star to the nearby city of Xenos. It was there we ran into a merchant who built these flying machines called hot air balloons. We found these were a much safer way to travel between Xenos Market and the isle. It also helped keep unwanted travelers from landing on the island. We learned from a local in a tavern in Xenos of the rich mine that we had originally searched for. Soon the crew and Z had riches flowing back and forth to the island, and the construction of a few houses turned into many. It was not long afterwards that the group decided to make a planned trip back to the homelands of Oracle with the purpose of conscripting more women and men into their ranks, this to help expand the hamlet into something bigger. As the years passed, more people started to hear of the wealth through stories and word of mouth, and the isle started to grow. One night, while visiting the guild leaders, Z sat down with scribe Teela, who convinced him that he should look into the magic of her scrolls, promising that through the mystic arts, this would allow transport to and from the isle. Z liked magic and was enraptured by this amazing concept. He immediately agreed to allow her to host a shop so that all may come and go at a faster pace. In the years that followed, the Isle of Z grew quickly and was soon a village full of life. The keep grew from a hall into a castle. Cruel the imp had not lied to us with the promise of wealth. Soon, every tavern was talking about this mysterious place, and many other like-minded adventure seekers came to visit the isle. The locals of the island started to open many shops, and their masterworks spread through the land, bringing even more wealth. Sir Z soon became a governor, as the numbers grew faster than imagined. Today, the Isle of Z is 20 strong, as of October 28th, 524 PC. I must end this chapter here, as guests are arriving soon for a feast on the island. We look forward to sharing with each other all the things we have learned. Perhaps you who are reading this will one day live here, or have already done so. The island takes care of its own, and all that live here under its rule will prosper. We give thanks to Cruel and the island's magic for providing. Z.